is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you want to listen on there, too, it's incredibly clear sounding. I do that sometimes in the morning. I'll just put the Twitch on and hook it up to the Bluetooth in the car, and boom. Listen to John and Lance or whatever else I'm listening to, which usually in mornings it's always John and Lance or it's Canada Talks Radio, which I love because they have, it's like a conservative talk show, but it's so polite that it's pathetic. It's like they try so hard to make up stuff, but they're too polite to really, you know, like they there's this whole thing about this charity that the prime minister was involved in, and they bring it up every day, but it's like they're Benghazi, but it's just the scandals are so pathetic that they're trying so hard, and it's like, eh. And they're too nice. So I listen to that, or I listen to Josh on the way in. And I've been listening last couple days to show so I could get down my show impression.
Yeah.
So I'm ready with my show impression.
Update about the Chronicle guy. Grover and friends on Twitter told me the Cron guy was moved off the Astros when the players booted him from the clubhouse. He tweeted a quote that was supposed to stay in-house. And I think that was the part of the whole Verlander thing.
Yeah, but that guy wasn't from here.
Well, that was a different guy, but I think part of that whole story, he tweeted something about it. Or maybe it was Bregman that... I think it was an issue with Bregman. Let's go with that.
Okay, well, let's find out exactly now that we're just throwing false information out there. You're really hurting AJ's credibility, even though it's Astros. As the new voice of the...
Wait, what did I do about... What did I do wrong?
Well, no, he's spewing misinformation. And
what's the misinformation again?
It was about the Astros. He mixed up bad reporters.
The Hunter Akins guy. He got kicked out of the clubhouse, and I believe it was because of something with Bregman.
Okay. But yeah, because you had said it was a Verlander thing, but that was a guy from Detroit.
Listen,
yeah,
I don't care about any of that stuff. Those guys, that guy,
that's not Texans news.
No one's following him for Texans. And by the way, if you want someone for non-kid rape Astros news, I'm your guy. All right? You want producers who don't murder people, Tyler is your guy. Tell people your Twitter handle, Tyler.
At Tyler Drew Scott.
No deaths at your hands, right? You've never killed anyone.
I've never murdered
Not even
anyone.
On accident?
Nope.
Are you sure? Can you guarantee this? Raise your right hand. All right.
There we go.
You swear it.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you do drink a lot. You know, it's possible that maybe what you thought that time you ran over a raccoon was actually a homeless. That's a possibility. I think we're safe around here. I feel pretty good about our guys. I would almost, like I would say in our producer history, we probably have the best human being producers.
Yeah.
No question. That would never do anything. You know, Jong was an angel. Aaron is damn near a virgin. I mean, and then Tyler's one of us. So, okay. Where the hell do we want to go from here?
I like how there's people who are calling me a bad person. I'm the bad person because I'm trying to provide people with a source, a Texans news source, without the fear of thinking that you're getting your news from a child rapist. I'm the bad guy now?
See, that's what I mean.
I'm the good guy.
And I got to the bottom of the tweet. Hunter Akins tweeted out a quote from Keuchel saying, "I'm getting out of picture day," and then Bregman said, "You're no longer welcome in the clubhouse." That was it.
And then later
that
on,
that is
no, but that's not why he got arrested.
No, that's not why he got arrested. That's why he got kicked out of the Astros clubhouse.
What are they even talking
pictured
about?
Pictured is like there's a bunch of fans in the stands before the game, and I think Keuchel was pitching that day. So he was just like, I don't have to do picture day. I get out of it, whatever. And he was happy about it. And then the tweet that this Hunter guy put out made it seem like he didn't want to interact with the fans, all that kind of stuff. So then,
you know what the Astros are? The Astros are the Texas Longhorns, apparently. They just like anything you say negative or anything you say that, like, if you report news, they think you're trying to call them out.
Yeah.
No, you're just telling people what happened.
And I have got two new followers from
there you go.
Putting my Twitter out there.
Tyler Drew Scott.
It's not 100, but it'll do.
I'm over 100 now. I'm over 100.
Nice.
So people are really into getting their news from sources like me.
This guy, he's 31 years old. This was in June. Accused of assaulting a 15-year-old girl he met on Instagram.
Who's Atkins guy?
Yeah, Atkins. Yeah. So they believe the girl was with him on at least three occasions. Who is a sick? Oh, I like how they say Atkins is a former sports reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Yeah. Can I just say if you own a business and you find out about something like that, isn't former going to happen within the hour? Don't you pretty much have to whack the guy?
I would say so.
Yeah. I get innocent until proven guilty, but you know, if you've got the police arresting you and they've got all that kind of evidence, and again, that I'm sure lots of Astros players knew that guy because they were around him a lot. This is a bad look. I hate to say this, but I think the sports media in this town is kind of the Florida of sports media. And what's his name? Carton doesn't even come close to some of this stuff.
No.
Everybody
he
got
just
on
stole
him.
A bunch of money from his listeners. Yeah, big deal.
A bunch of riches, mostly. Does this make us the worst?
We're up there.
Yeah. Have an update from Yoga Guy. Said, today was day two, and I feel like my body's been hit by a truck. It's probably the most difficult workout I've ever done.
It ain't easy, man. I told you.
The hot chicks would help me get through it, but my wife is making me face the wall. See?
Oh, I'm not
that's
going back.
What you get for letting her
if
listen
this is how
to
you're going to treat me, I'm not going back. Mm.
So, yeah, Stu asked, are we the bad guys? Yeah, I kind of think so. You know what? Low bar, I sure feel better about myself as a human being these days.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near the worst in this city when it comes to human beings.
And I also, I'm not going to accept that I'm a bad person because I'm talking about this. No. It happened 17 years ago.
It's public knowledge.
Yeah, it happened. You know, when my instance like this happened? Never. That's why I'm gaining followers like wildfire. People trust me.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm like the Walter Cronkite of sports talk radio of Houston Texans. I'm the Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers neighborhood right here of non-kid sex Texans talk.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
That's right.
I might get that McFeely out of there because, especially considering the topic, people are actually defending this clown.
There's a lot of people who like the guy, I guess, and I don't know him, so I don't like him. I've seen people tweet him or quote tweet him and stuff, so I know who he is. I don't think I've ever met him in person. One thing that anyone who knows me, anyone who's worked with me knows, I'm terrible at remembering people's names or remembering that I've met people. So much that I've gone to the, hey, good to see you, even with people I've never met before, because too often I say, good to meet you, and people say, we've met like four times, dude. So I always now say, good to see you. Even though I could be meeting them for the first time, it sounds better to say good to see you when you've never met someone versus saying good to meet you when you've met them four times. So I just go with good to see you. That's how bad I am with names.
I can vouch for that because the intern that
you asked me about an intern. Yeah. I don't know that guy.
But you remember the guy now that I told you how he pronounced batteries wrong?
Nope, didn't even
remember
that.
No.
I have a horrible memory. A horrible memory. So I may have met this guy, but I don't remember it. So if this is my introduction to him, the first thing I really know about the guy, I don't feel bad saying he's not a great person.
Well, and the fact that you changed your name and...
It seems shady.
It is very misleading. So I got no problem with making fun of someone. I don't feel bad about it. I apparently know really good friends of his who I'm interested to get their take on. But, and you can go, oh, 17 years ago. That's still, hate to break
What's the time frame where you're uncomfortable with it?
Like I said, to me, it all comes down to the crime. And this is one that I have no tolerance for. Zero. And if that makes me a bad person, so be it. Not bad enough to go out and commit that crime.
No. Nope.
I can tell you that much. So hate on me as much as you like. But, I'm not going to be nice to the dude. I think pretty clear to me where I stand.
See, a lot of people, I'm telling you. This was the best idea ever for me.
Yeah.
To take over that void.
I've already got 10 new followers.
All right. That's more than I got today. I've got 9. So, yeah, you know what? With all those new followers, you know what you need to tell them about. What beer they should be celebrating.
My 107 with. New followers. You guys want to know what beer to drink now that you know? Listen, I'm trusted. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Drink some Carbach. Delicious, sweet Carbach. I think it's good for you. I mean, I don't know about all the health values, but I think it's better for you than other beers. And it's much more delicious. I do know the Lilchella. If you're looking for something, it's a really hot day today. The heat index today in Houston was 112, which is disgusting and vile. And I think the actual temperature got to 101, also terrible. Lilchella is something you can drink when it's really hot. And if you're watching your girlish figure, you're going to be okay because guess what? 96 calories per can, which means you can drink 20 beers and still be under the Surgeon General's recommended 2,000 calorie diet. So that 20 Lilchellas and you're still underneath it. You probably got room for some carrots or something. Either way, follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on with the brewery. And when you're out at the grocery store, whatever you're liking, there's something that Carbach makes for you. Make sure you pick up some Carbach.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And so yes, for those of us just now getting our vehicle, can you bring us up to speed about who did what? Man, that's been the whole show, so I'm just going to have to go back to Podcast Arena and check it out. It's kind of hard to condense everything into a recap, but yeah. So good news: the Big 12 is going to play football.
The good news is the Texans are going to try to play football.
No, I didn't say Texans; I said Big 12.
I mean, that's what I mean. The Big 12. They're going to try. I don't know that it's going to happen, but they're going to try.
And I'm good with that. It's interesting, though. Do you see what the Big Ten said to Nebraska when Nebraska came out and said, we're still going to look for a way to play?
Well, you're out?
It's like, yeah, you go play somewhere else. You're not in the Big Ten anymore.
Okay.
So if I'm Nebraska, maybe it's just go join the Big 12. But and then no season happens, and you've taken a big step back. But at least they were competitive in the Big 12. I think they'll find a way to pull it off, man, and I think it's probably going to be the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC are going to be, well, it's already, those three are the only ones that haven't said they're not doing it out of the Power Five, but I think the AAC is going to try to find a way, too. And I think it's a good way to boost their programs because there's going to be a lot of empty time there if they do it. Now, I've seen a lot of people say, oh, they shouldn't do it. They shouldn't risk it. I'm at the point where, I mean, there's going to be some risk in anything we do. That's just life in the Roniverse. And now I don't know if you want to put I don't know if you're going to be able to put fans in the seats. I don't know about that. I know some places are going to try. Hell, Jerry Jones says they're going to have fans in Dallas.
That's what he says.
You know, so.
And listen, college football, they play in these giant stadiums. They're going to try to put some people in.
And you can. I mean, what's A&M, like 108,000 that they get
something
in that stadium?
Like that. Something crazy. Texas is about the same.
Yeah. I mean, they basically went back and forth every other year, rebuilding their stadium up to be bigger than the other one.
Like, do we really think the Cotton Bowl is going to be in Dallas, it's going to be Texas OU, and they're going to play in that bowl, and there's going to be zero
right
fans? And I don't buy it.
I think there's ways to do it, and some of the things they talked about is like if you everybody goes into their section one at a time, like you do on an airplane, you keep a row between everybody, you keep seats between different groups. I think it can be done, and you know, mass temperature test on the way in, all that stuff, that can be done, right?
I would think.
And, you know, you're not going to be able to get a full stadium. But if you could get 40,000 people in a stadium.
Even 25,000, 30,000, a third of the people.
Yeah.
That's still good.
Yeah.
And if one out of every three seats is full, you're still putting in there a good amount of people. I think that, you know, I think the more you try to push it, obviously the more money you'll make, but also the more risk you're taking. I don't know what happens the first time there's an outbreak, though, if the whole conference is done or what happens.
Yeah, or if that team, you just shut down that team. And what if it's three players and that's it? But what if it turns into 37 like it did at Clemson? Do you have to shut that team down? Do you forfeit a game or something? I don't know. Those are all things they'll have to do as you go. And Robert on the Twitch says, why are people so hell-bent on not allowing anything to happen? We can't stay in our homes forever. And I agree. And I do think if people will just follow the rules this time, and I mean, we have to, there has to be a compromise. If we're going to go out and go to games and be in a group like that, you have to wear your mask. You have to get your temperature taken. You have to do all those things that we should have been doing all along. And then we wouldn't have had this huge spike, but people didn't want to do it because they're stubborn. So I'm with you. I want these things going on. I want them to be able to play football. So, and dude, so kind of a dick move, Fred, 15 seconds naming what he did. Just go look at Twitter. We've been all over this thing for an hour and 20 minutes, brother. I can't redo the whole show for one person. Sorry. The section off concerts is the best thing to happen out of COVID. I'm a Longhorn donor and season ticket holder. We've been told already that we'll be season ticket holders only this year. I'm guessing that's it. There's like 60K.
They're going to be the priority, certainly.
Yeah.
And not every season. There's probably going to be some kind of a lottery between season ticket holders.
And the other thing is there's going to be some season ticket holders who don't want to go.
Yep.
That's just the, you know. That's the reality.
There's going to be a market for it, though, I think, of like if you're one of the people selected and you don't want to go, you probably sell those tickets.
Probably make a nice chunk for them, too. So, and Space Ghost, they should only let students in. I think most places are going to let everybody but students in.
Yeah, students, that's who you don't want to let in because they pay a reduced rate.
Some of them don't even pay for their tickets.
Yeah, they're trying to get the big money people taken care of. And that's the, I mean, let's face it. The reason why college football, everyone's saying it needs to happen is because of all the money generated. You know, these programs don't want to turn away the people who donate massive amounts of dollars to their university.
Yeah, and it's not, we've talked about that before, it's not just that. It's all the ancillary businesses around college football that, you know, that would benefit from it. And I honestly, I'm all for them trying. And, you know, again, that makes me a bad person, so be it. 523. Excuse me. I just like I was all for, I'm all for us trying. I still think this whole thing about having bars closed is ridiculous. Clubs, okay. If your occupancy is over 100, yeah, you need to be shut down. I'm okay with that. I'm not even okay with that if you do 25%, but they weren't enforcing it, and that's the problem. But now, I mean, your neighborhood bar should be able to be open when there's five or six people in there and they're wearing masks. We're running people out of business.
Here's what the University of Oklahoma University, since they are OU, but I think they're still the University of Oklahoma. I don't know. They begin reaching out to season ticket holders today to gauge their interest in attending games.
Right.
It will reduce capacity at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium to approximately 25%, says OU Vice President and AD Joe Castiglione. But this is the next step in our preparation efforts. But it's not the only step. We have been and will continue working on protocols that will be in place for our student athletes, staff, and patrons. The capacity reduction will allow us to create distancing in the seating bowl. Other policies in the stadium will be introduced as we alter our operations as a result of the COVID-19 virus. So they are sending out emails to see who wants to come to games. And basically there will be a sort of a lottery. Stadium procedures have been developed to meet fan needs from driveway to driveway, it says. The athletic department will unveil a new app just prior to the season. Will contain an extensive list of services, including digital ticketing, parking assistance, a digital game program, and an interface with stadium concessions to allow fans to order in advance and then pick up at designated locations. So they seem like they're on top of things.
Yeah.
That said, I don't know that, you know, Tulane is going to be on top of things the way Oklahoma is.
Well, and that's the thing. I not everybody's going to be able. Well, Tulane doesn't have to worry about distancing in the stadium.
That's true.
I mean, they still play in the Superdome and they get 18 fans. So, but I think what concerns me is how much testing are you going to be able to do. How often are players going to get tested? And for the fans, then, I mean, do you have to have had a test before you go to a game? Not every game, but at least have been tested. I mean, I think there's, if not though, I mean, I think if you just do the temperature thing, I didn't even realize how easy those things were. They just point something at you and it gives you your temperature. Remember the old days when you had to try to balance that stupid thermometer under your tongue and it would move and then, you know, yeah. And you had to wait for the little red mercury to go up. It's amazing how far we've come. You just point a thing at you, go bleep, 98.6. Cool, thanks. I'm in. Okay, that's two. You're rallying.
Thank you.
So, 832 says, that's a problem. We don't deserve it. We haven't been careful enough to get most sports. Well, that's hopefully, if we want to do this, people will be careful. And you know what that means? No Karens. No Karens allowed at football games. And... No, it's my right as an American.
I said no jalapenos on my nachos. You take them back.
So.
You know what you're also going to have to do at these games? You want to go to the games, you're going to have to wear a mask. Do you want to wear a mask that doesn't protect you? Or do you want to wear a mask that gives you great protection, like Boomer Naturals? Three-layer mask. It's comfortable. It's highly breathable. That's what you want. And adults, teens, children, they've got a size for everyone, so you don't have to put an adult mask on your toddler, which looks crazy. I have a teen who, let's face it, we bought kid masks and it didn't work out. His head is too big for a kid mask. Guys, and this nano silver that blocks the tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose, that's what we're looking for. They are highly protective. That nano silver technology woven right there into the mask. And they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. And who doesn't love that, guys? Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Be ready for football season. If you're going to go to a football game, be ready for football season with BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% on your order. That's code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're supposed to have Jerome here? A lot of people pointing out Tulane has its own stadium now, which... I'd forgotten they'd moved in there because I haven't been to a UH Tulane game since they were in the Superdome. So I guess 5 years ago, maybe. But it's the same thing. It's only 30,000, so you let 10,000 in. You can make it work. And there's a lot of sensitive Tulane people out there. I didn't even know you guys had that many fans.
I was just saying Tulane football isn't Oklahoma football. I didn't mean any offense.
No, that's a pretty easy one to...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else isn't Oklahoma football? Texas Tech isn't Oklahoma football, and they're in a better league than you. So, 713-780-3776 is your number. And, I think as long as you just do things smart. I was talking about this on Twitch. I wasn't surprised to see the Big 12, Pac-12 say no, but a little surprised to see the Big 10 just say shut it down because, you know, and maybe they want to see how everybody else does with if the Big 12 opens up, maybe it works out, but it'll be too late to come back. That's why I just don't know why you just say, all right, we're canceling. Okay, let's go to our man Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Also does a show here Sunday morning, does his TV show, and I can also vouch that Jerome will not be being arrested for something as a member of the Houston media. What's up, Jerome?
Oh, damn. What'd you put that out there for?
That's like
saying somebody's not going to get a venereal disease. It could happen.
Well,
it could happen to anybody.
Not for what Patrick started.
Yeah, I just made a guarantee to my audience, and I've picked up, let's see how many new followers today. I've picked up quite a few new followers because...
Because you're the new Texan guy.
Yeah, I'm the new Texan guy who doesn't do kid rape. So that has gotten me 115 new follows today on Twitter because there's a hole for the market there. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm getting Texans news, but it's from a kid raper. And now they're like,
oh.
I want non-kid rape news about the Texans. And now I'm that guy. I'm the go-to guy.
Leave it to AJ to put a light. Yeah, I'm not even going to finish. I was going to say a light spin. That's not a light spin.
It's not a light spin. I'm giving people alternatives.
That ain't right.
His followers are going down, although you are still amongst them. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's a bad look. I don't follow the guy. Fred followed him today. He finally unfollowed him, but it still shows you
as a follower. I haven't been over there.
You better get over there.
Here's a question.
You're associated right now.
Here's a fair and legitimate, and God, I'm an idiot for asking the same question. But if someone did something in the past,
okay,
and you kind of got wind that it might have been something that someone did in the past, where do you draw that line? Like, should a person never ever work again in any capacity?
Jerome, I said this earlier.
You know,
if let's just say, for instance, you were someone who committed this crime, wouldn't you want to find a career where you weren't putting yourself out in the public? Like, it just seems like changing your name and pretending like it never happened and then getting Twitter famous is not the move I would make.
I don't know because I've never done such a thing.
Well, thank God.
Well,
so I don't know. I don't know how your mind operates in that sense.
I'd be looking for a non-spotlight job.
I did the crime and I did the time, and now I've moved on.
To your point,
I would never do it again. I don't know. I don't know what's in his mind because I don't think like that. I wouldn't have thought like that then, and I certainly don't know what he has to think about now. You know what I mean?
But your question, though, is when do you forgive a guy? To me, it all comes down to what the crime is. And we went through that in the first segment. There's certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you've rehabilitated yourself.
There's no rehabilitation.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with you. But then I also think that if somebody does commit a crime and Yeah, and we talked about this because I had a guy who was in prison that wanted to work for us, and he was upfront about it. And I told him, yeah, you know what? That's, you know, if you're really ready to get your life in order, then we'd try to find something for you. Then the Rona happened, and we never got a chance. But, I mean, it depends on the crime. In this case, I'm sorry, I got zero tolerance for that one. That's on my box of hate list.
I'll be honest. I don't know the specifics of the incident or incidents or whatever as they're listed. So I don't know what the crime is. I mean, I know what the big picture is, but you know, there's a wide range of those. So I don't know what it is. I do know this: any rape in any shape, form, or fashion to me is a disqualifier for humanity.
Yep.
Let alone employment. Yep. So I stand strongly on that without even needing to know the specifics. But I do know there are some times you can get a charge that's a little different than the same crime by the same name that another dude in prison that you wouldn't want to be his roommate. You know what I mean?
Right. So right.
I don't know. And he's not like a friend of mine. I don't have his phone number. I've never talked to him. I don't even know him other than, oh, that's that dude there. How's it going? So it's not like I'm defending him in any,
you've
any
met
sense
him?
Like that.
Like have you ever met him? Like you, I mean,
yeah. He comes out to press conferences and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. He covers the team. I mean, yeah, he's out there all the time. The Texans love him because he sucks them.
I think you mean, I think you mean they loved him.
He sucks the lollipops that they give him.
Yeah.
And to say sweet things about the team.
He's the candy man, you're saying.
No, he speaks very positively of every move that they've ever made on a lot of levels. So he's all, but I just know him from a distance. Okay, guy, whatever, you know, not, I have no positive or negative feelings about him in that sense. But I do know that, like you said, there's certain things. I don't care who you are, you're done.
Well, and can we also say that
it's been an amazing year. 2020 continues because earlier in the year, one of my former colleagues at the Chronicle was
we talked
about that today.
Caught up in a what I assume is a very similar situation.
And I assume you know that guy. Did you have any? I mean, did you think that guy was a good guy?
Yeah. As far as I knew,
that's the worst, man. That there's like these dudes. They seem normal.
He hadn't done anything or did any. You know, I mean, no. There was nothing abnormal about him. There are a lot of people up around who are, you know, normal in a lot of ways. And I go, that dude's weird, but they're just normally they're weird. Then there are people who you go, that dude's normal, and if you really knew what went on at night, they're weird. You know, so. No, Hunter Atkins is the guy. He was funny. I got along with him. A lot of people at the Chronicle did not. They didn't like him. So they had they were a much better judge of his character than I was. He was always pretty cool with me. We got along well. Like I said, he was hilarious. But that's inexcusable for a man, a grown ass man, to be trying to hook up with children. There's no room for any discussion on that. You know,
yeah.
Beyonce showed up here and said she was 13. I'm like, sorry.
You gotta go.
I wouldn't even be interested at all. I don't understand that. It's a sickness and it's an illness and they need to be punished in the harshest way.
I mean, the way you said, you know, at some point this happened 17 years ago. Is there a point where you forgive someone and let them be hireable again? And I do think there is, but I also, I mean, I don't know if there is for this particular thing, but I do think there is in certain cases. What I don't have, what I don't have patience for is like being lied to. And it seems like this guy, by creating this alter ego, Patrick Starr, which I don't know how I didn't like how anyone didn't pick up that was probably a fake name. But like to go under a fake name and do this job and just pretend like it never happened. I don't see how that's
thing. I haven't heard you talk about it earlier. So I'm sure you probably went at it a little bit more at length or something. That one I will push back a little bit on with you. I mean, obviously I didn't think his name was star, but I didn't ask or care what his real name was. But I wouldn't go to say he was, you know, lying about anything. It'd be different if he, you know, went around and, you know, crusading against that kind of situation or claiming he wasn't the person that he was. Just changing your name.
But using
a different name professionally, I don't have a problem with it if you're doing it. All I'm saying is I don't know.
But if you've got a reason, if there's an ulterior motive for why you're using a phony name.
But you don't know that that's it.
You're probably right.
I mean, dude, hell, in your station right now, and I do not know the answer to this, I'd know Fred Fowler's his real name because who the hell would switch to Fred Fowler? But around the station, those aren't everybody's names, are they?
I really think they are.
I bet you there's some. You mean your station's not even cool enough to have somebody using a fake name?
I don't think we do. No, honestly, I don't think we have a single phony baloney name.
Wow.
Well, I'm changing to Max Falcon though. So
we talked about this yesterday. I do think on the network, which is in our same building, I think there's some guys on the network who have phony names. But I think all are. But I'll tell you what, I don't have a problem with having a phony showbiz name, unless you have a phony showbiz name to cover up the fact that you were once arrested for child rape. That's when I'm like, God, that's sneaky. I don't like that.
All I'm saying is you're probably right, but it is a bit unfair to go, oh, he only used that name so that nobody would know who. Well, no, that's not unfair. You're right. You're right.
Well, plus, look at his Twitter and social media. Right. He had no photos of the guy. I mean, I'm hiding from my past is what it is.
You're right. Yeah, he was hiding from his past. That's true.
And he misrepresented himself to a lot of people.
I've been so busy and then – you know, on a far more, you know, important subject and tone, you know, the great Bill Yeoman passed away today. So I've been really locked in since that kind of broke out.
I didn't see that. That sucks. I got to see him at a Touchdown Club luncheon last year, I think it was.
I had a nice chat with him.
He had a good run.
Oh, he had a great run.
Yeah, he did.
Up into his 90s, you get there.
He's like a million years old. He's good.
I mean, nah, he's a child. My grandmother's 103, so everybody under 103 is
Black don't crack, Jerome.
They still have room, but so I have. I just know there are times when they catch people up who are 19 dating a 16-year-old girl and senior and junior and sophomores and all that kind of stuff, and then there are those perverts out there who are molesters, and sounds like he's much more on the molester side. And that's, I don't think you can hide from that. My main thing is I have no sympathy for it.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Even the points where you bring up, I go, oh, come on, AJ. But I have no sympathy for the guy on that sense. Cause I'm like, well, sorry. That's what happens when you do what you did. Then those things come about, you know.
Yeah, and I do want to make it clear because we were really specific about it yesterday. There is a big difference between that and a 19-year-old kid with a 16-year-old girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Especially when you're in a position of power over him as he was. So.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I just don't know enough about the specifics to come down as harsh on him specifically, but I can come down very harshly on. That category, period, of like, I don't need to read the story to go with that because I have no sympathy for you. You need to be under the jail, and it's not. Oh, when have you done the time, you know, and move on? It's like, well, the time wasn't enough if you've already done it to me in that sense. That's why they don't put me on juries.
So,
because people I let go, or a whole lot of people wouldn't want walking their streets, and the people I lock up, they don't want me locking them up either. You know,
Chris on Twitter says the biggest question is why did he pick a SpongeBob character's name? That's more of a sign, though. Maybe he was trying to appeal to the kids with that SpongeBob.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with you, AJ. You're too good at this.
That was a tweeter, not me.
Yeah, You encouraged this foolishness.
I didn't encourage any. I'm just trying to give people a non-statutory raping outlet if they want Texans news. I'm the new guy for that.
I get the feeling this will not be a promo.
I don't know. I don't know.
The non-statutory outlet.
There's a lot of people. That, you know, listen, if I told you now, I've picked up 121 new followers on Twitter today. Those are people who are like, you know what? I'm tired of getting my Texans news from a kid raping source, so I'm going to find a clean source. And I've made myself that option, and people are into it.
Okay, you know there are other ways you could pick up some followers. I mean,
I'm just filling a need. I'm filling a need for the people.
All right, I'm just saying.
I know you've been getting your Texans news from a kid diddler. Because you're on the follower list. You're an associated act.
I didn't even know I'm on the follower list.
You follow him. You're making
that up.
You want me to screenshot it and tweet that out with your name on it?
I didn't say I wasn't. I'm just saying. You just figure you can get away
with it. Listen, as soon as you hang up on this, you better get on there and unfollow that. And you better tell people if they want a clean, wholesome
now
guy.
I don't even know what his Twitter line name is.
It's Pat D. Stat.
I follow up.
It's Pat D. Stat, as in Pat does statutory. Okay, that's who it is.
Here's a better one then. Do you unfollow people after they die?
I do.
Or do you keep following?
No, I do. Although I've almost followed Charlie Daniels only because I want to remember that Benghazi ain't going away. I do like because Charlie Daniels was a lunatic on Twitter. I like to and they're still tweeting the same stuff from him. So that makes me kind of laugh, but I haven't done it yet. Yeah. No, when someone dies, I'm always like, well,
you unfollow.
I unfollow them.
Do you delete friends or people you know, they don't have to be friends, obviously, from your contact list on your phone when they die?
I might not delete the conversations that I had with them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that if that's what it boils down to. If there's a conversation that I'd like to keep, I'll keep it. If there's not a conversation, like a text thread that I want to keep, I'll just delete it. Because what am I going to do, call the guy?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was meant to be. If you butt dial a dude that's dead, clearly God was saying you need to call him. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I
have
guess
you ever
so.
Called? Have you ever called someone who was dead? I've done that.
Oh, really?
Ooh,
yes.
No.
Not. The Oklahoma State plane crash with the basketball team was coming back from a game at Colorado, and thanks to the great power of Fred Fowler, I was in Arizona covering a Tiger Woods at a golf tournament. It was very important to the Houston Chronicle.
Story they were writing.
It was huge, huge. Okay, UT was playing Arizona in a basketball game in like January, so it was really huge. I needed to be there.
Yeah, a lot of people care about Texas basketball.
In January, right. But so I was there, plane crashes, and like, man, Oklahoma's state basketball team, plane crashes, and I immediately called their head of SID, and his father is the, one of the lead and always been for many, many years of media relations at the Olympics. And so I immediately called him like, yo, what's up, dude? It wasn't up, dude. He was gone. He was one of the people that died in the plane crash.
Because
anytime I need Oklahoma State stuff, he's the first person I call.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a few hours later, when I found out that Will Hancock's name was on the plane, I was like, shit.
Whoops.
Well, so, you can't say that, like, Jerome. What are you, new here?
Jeez, man, you've gotten dumped more than AJ and I combined in the last 3 weeks.
Jeez.
I'm trying to feed the Twitch. I'm trying to help you with your Twitch listeners, and you don't appreciate what I'm doing for you.
You're trying to take away my FCC license is what you're doing.
It was a direct quote.
Okay. Well, that makes it okay then.
Me. I was quoting myself.
Right.
But it's still a direct quote. When it's in a quote, you can put it in the paper. I keep confusing the paper with this stupid radio thing. Yeah, right, Fred? If it's a quote, you can put it in the paper.
Not when I was there.
Well, those have been those. Are we going to do this again? Those are the rules.
Hey, let me tell you something. When I was there, you guys were a lot better. So you can say whatever the hell you want.
It's been going down.
But you can't. You can't in any way say, "Oh, we're better now than when Fred was there."
No, we're not. But anyway, I have called someone who was no longer with us, and that.
But you
that
didn't know.
Bugs me to this moment. No, I didn't. I mean, well, I did.
It's but, not like you.
No, were... I'm not that dumb. I mean, I have my moments, but damn, no, I.
But I mean, did you have any thought when you were dialing that maybe he was on the plane?
No, the thought didn't even. It was one of those automatic things. You know what I mean? Like it didn't even cross my mind that that was even a possibility. It was like. It's Oklahoma State. I need to call my guy. You know,
yeah.
We talk all the time. I didn't even text him. I was like, oh, let me just call him. That'd be, you know, be quicker.
Well, no, I'll ask one because is it weird that I still have, like, I've lost a couple of really close friends in the last year, and I haven't deleted their text because, like, there were a couple of kind of poignant texts, and I just, you know, I feel weird. Does that make me a weird person that I kept those, or would I be a weird person for getting rid of them?
No, I'm with AJ on that one. The text thing is, that's a good way to remember somebody. And I mean, it's we're in 2020 now. So that's like, would you throw away letters they've written you before?
Yeah.
Nah, you wouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the only time something like that is weird is if you were in your younger days and you were dating some babe and y'all broke up and you were sitting at home drinking Jack Daniel's straight and replaying a voicemail she left on your answer machine over and over and over. That would be a problem.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that one.
but holding on to a text messages, you know, no, that's because there's probably, especially the way we are now, where you got text messages from years and years back that are just sitting on your phone. There are times you might go, man, he told me something about such and such, and you search it and find it, and it's a beautiful memory, you know, and it hits you in a certain place. So no, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. I do know that scrolling through my contacts sometimes looking for someone, and I come across somebody who's dead, it really throws me. I mean, it's like, wow, what, you know, and Will Hank, that guy was the first one, because this was the early 2000s, so he hadn't had a long list of time where you had contacts on the phone like that. And then not much longer after, Neil Hofel, who wrote for the Chronicle, passed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just felt weird. I don't want to delete him out of my phone.
Well, you remember our secretary, Terry. I still have the last few from her. And it was basically her thanking me for all the stuff that we did and saying goodbye. And I can't bring it to myself to delete that.
Yeah. Like I say, that is like a letter to you. You know what I mean? It is a letter. It's just, you know, it's the modern version of a letter. So those are different, but you know, we're just in a different world, a different place in time. And to circle back to where we started, that's what makes this pet star thing kind of fascinating is, like AJ said, AJ saying he changed the name to try to get away. You can't get away.
Well, he could, but he pulled it off for a long time.
That's a long time to make it.
That ain't that long a time, frankly. I mean, back in the day, people could have pulled it off for till their funeral.
Well, you know what I mean? Still like 8 years in a public. I think it's like 8 years, right? Maybe a little more in a very public form.
But there's no reason for anybody to go start doing background. And listen to me, people. There's no reason to be going out doing background searches on people just because they cover a team that you like.
No, we need to do background searches on everybody.
No reason at all to be doing background searches on anybody.
I want background searches on everyone. I want to know. This is the worst part. There's guys like me who people think I'm a bad guy. And then it turns out, oh, well, there's kid rapers and people murdering people at other radio stations. And I'm a bad guy. Josh Innes is a bad guy.
You guys have 1 minute that I can give you before I go?
1 minute.
On a background search that was unnecessary and embarrassing.
Yeah, now we do.
Okay. It was back in the day. They wanted me to be the announcer at Del Mar Stadium for high school basketball games, right? Cool. I said, sure, I'll do it. No problem. HISD required a background search. I don't care. I'm good. You know, I ain't done nothing to nobody. They called me and said, sorry, you didn't pass the background check. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's not even possible. And the head guy, I was like, I was so adamant about it wasn't possible. The head guy said, come on in. I go in and talk to this dude. I can't give the full long story. Like I said, he was FBI guy. And he wouldn't tell me what it was. And I was like, what are you talking about? There's nothing. You're crazy. And I was like, you're going to make me sue you over this $25 a night job because I'm mad now. And he's like, well, have you ever had any lewd behavior? Yes, but I've never been arrested for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
I've never been charged with it. Well, it turns out I posted bail for someone who was arrested for lewd behavior because she was a dancer at a club. Long story short.
You posted bail for a stripper?
I posted bail for a friend who was
just dancing one night
who
only.
Was dancing on the side to pay for medical school.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I actually know this story.
I was caught up in an arrest that had nothing to do with lewd and lascivious behavior. But that was the charge. Charges were dropped. Thank you very much. Had nothing to do with me. I just posted the bail. But anyway, so listen, people, don't go doing background checks. It's not necessary. You know, it's just not necessary. Mm. End of story. Mm. But even with this dude.
You survived it, but you're still borderline in our book. Okay. All right. That's Jerome Solomon. Check him out on Sundays on the Houston Sports Show. And, of course, read him at cron.com. Jerome, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Enjoy it, fellas. Later.
Unfollow that guy. All right, we're overdue for a break. We'll be back. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.